This is Fresh Air. The band Alabama Shakes has a new album, their second, called Sound and Color. The quartet, led by singer-guitarist Brittany Howard, made a splash with its 2012 debut, Boys and Girls, which was hailed for its mix of contemporary rock with older blues and R&B stylings. Rock critic Ken Tucker says, Sound and Color finds Alabama Shakes experimenting with an even wider range of pop music genres.
Don't cross them lines. What you like, what I like, why can't we both be right?
The funky guitar riff, followed by the combination of yelling, moaning, wheezing squeal that emanates from Brittany Howard to kick off the song Don't Want to Fight, that's the essence of Alabama Shakes' sound. It's a sound that reaches back to the blues and 60s Southern soul, as well as a sound that plunges forward into the spoken word vocals of hip-hop. Alabama Shakes is a quartet set up like a rock band, guitar, bass, drums, but which claims any kind or era of music as its own.
Somewhere over the dunes of love, I walk, I wait. And I turn a desert into sea, babe. I swing from the tip of this.
That's Dunes, a song that multi-tracks Brittany Howard's voice as if she wanted company in her romantic misery. Some of the best music on Sound and Color is the most quiet music, the moments when Brittany Howard seems to have transcribed conversations she's had with herself about her state of mind, her moods, and fleeting feelings. You can hear this in a vocal that confides in you on the song This Feeling.
See, I've been having me a real good time, and it feels so nice to know I'm gonna be all right. So please don't take my feelings.
Which is not to say that Alabama Shakes doesn't rock out. Having made so much about how much the band prizes intimate sharing, I feel happily obliged to play some of The Greatest, a kind of new punk rock song about wanting a particular person to love you and just not getting that feeling back in return.
Thank you.
For most of its length, Sound and Color is a collection of really interesting vocals surrounded by guitar chords and drum beats that carry you along. Then there are a few very special songs, such as this one called Shoegaze, in which Howard's vocal and the guitars by Howard and Heath Fogg rise up to create a perfectly crafted piece of music that sounds familiar and exhilarating the first time you hear it or the 100th time you play it.
Can't wait for not to go. That's when the fun really begins. My brain cools out when that day is done. And then I tuck myself in. It ain't no fun to be alone. The hours are not too lonely. And I begin to realize I can't help everything, everything.
Over the course of Sound and Color, Alabama Shakes messes with what had already, after its first album, become its signature sound. There are songs here that distort or muffle the vocals, that fracture tempo and wander around the back alleys of improvisation. Because of this, Sound and Color isn't a consistent album, but Alabama Shakes does what it needed to do. It's made a second album that opens up new territory and leaves you curious about where the band will go next.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Yahoo TV. He reviewed Sound and Color, the new album from the band Alabama Shakes. Coming up, linguist Jeff Nunberg considers how the word disrupt became part of tech and corporate jargon. This is Fresh Air.